In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to explore how an Arizona writer turned her knack for social media into a business. A money-making business, that is, to be specific, creating quick, effective posts for busy freelancers. So basically, we've got social media captions turned into passive income. It's part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. It's all about how somebody goes from idea to making at least $1,000. They often go on to earn much more beyond that. But I want to help listeners out there get their first $1,000 so that they can then have the confidence to just continue to grow that business or transform it or evolve it into something new. Because once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level are often easier than that first real paycheck. So let's hear today from Maris. She's going to give us this quick case study all about how her idea took root and took flight. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up. Let's pass the microphone over to her.
I'm Maris, a writer and social media enthusiast based in Sedona, Arizona. For years, I worked as a content creator for small businesses, but I noticed a pattern. Freelancers, graphic designers, photographers, and consultants wanted to grow their presence online, but didn't have the time to create the kind of consistent, engaging content that drives results. That's where I stepped in. I realized there was a market for helping freelancers craft quick, punchy posts that showcase their expertise and attracted clients. So I launched a short-form content writing service tailored to busy freelancers. To get started, I reached out to a few freelancers I already knew, offering to write 3 sample posts for free in exchange for testimonials. These initial posts were customized to each freelancer's niche. For example, I wrote mini how-to tips for a branding consultant and behind-the-scenes captions for a wedding photographer. The samples worked like a charm. 2 of my first 3 testers became paying clients. I charged $50 per post with the option to purchase packages of 5 posts for $200. In my first month, I earned $600 from just 4 clients. To attract more clients, I marketed my services on LinkedIn groups for freelancers. I posted about the value of strong social media content and shared examples of my own work, tagging clients with permission for extra visibility. I soon learned that clients wanted more than just one-off posts. They wanted ongoing support. I created monthly retainer packages offering 12 posts for $450 or 20 posts for $700. The retainer packages included a mix of Instagram captions, LinkedIn updates, and short-form how-to guides tailored to their audiences. These packages quickly became my primary offering, allowing me to work with fewer clients while earning a more predictable income. By month 2, I landed 3 retainer clients, bringing in $1,350 in my monthly revenue. To streamline my workflow, I developed an onboarding process where clients filled out a questionnaire about their brand voice, target audience, and goals. This eliminated back and forth emails and allowed me to focus on writing. I also started batching work, dedicating 1 day a week to writing all content for my retainer clients. This efficiency helped me deliver high quality posts quickly, which my clients loved. I also offered an upsell. Visual content recommendations. For an extra $100, I'd suggest images or graphics to pair with each post, making it easier for clients to execute their social media strategy. This became a popular add-on, boosting my earnings per client. I hit my first $1,000 in profit 2 months in, thanks to a combination of one-off post packages and retainer clients. By the 3rd month, I had scaled to 5 retainer clients and was earning $3,000 monthly while working about 15 hours a week. Writing for freelancers is fun, but it's not without its quirks. My favorite request? A client who wanted posts about spiritual dog photography, combining pet portraits with energy healing. It might have been niche, but the post performed surprisingly well, proving that creativity and a sense of humor go a long way in this line of work.
Maris, thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging and interesting. And I want you to remember that there's something out there you can do as well. I know many of our listeners are already doing that, but just in case you haven't gotten started, that's okay. Every single day we make the podcast for you to give you ideas and inspiration just to guide you along your way. There is something you can do to create the economic freedom that you deserve. And I hope you'll do that. If we can help, let us know. SideHustleSchool.com. There's some resources, show notes pages for every single episode. This was 2,977. And of course, I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.